Do you feel like you can tell God everything? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Talking to God can feel kind of weird at first. I think that we all sort of have to develop our own way to talk to God, and it just comes through practice. A lot of times people feel awkward about it at the beginning, but the more you talk to God, the more comfortable you get talking to God. And that's actually what today's Devo is all about. It's called Open Door Policy by yours truly, Natty Mayo. One of my coworkers approached me about examining our new employee handbook. We just hired a third-party organization as our human resources department, so they redesigned our old handbook, and my job was to compare the two. While I was going through them, I came upon a small section titled Open Door Policy. It basically explained that our supervisors agree to have listening ears to our complaints, concerns, and ideas. And it got me thinking, God gives us that same opportunity. He is inviting us to share everything with Him. Even though I know my supervisors mean well and want to listen, I know there will be times when they won't listen well or won't say the right thing. But God, He always listens. He always says the right thing. And He wants to share His wisdom with us, as we read in James 1:5. What's more, when I was reviewing the new handbook with our HR representative, the writer, she informed me that we could actually remove the open door policy section. But as God's character doesn't change, we know that He will never remove His open door policy. He's always ready to listen, and He will do so perfectly. Because as we know, Jesus is perfect. He lived the perfect life that we cannot, whether we be supervisors or employees. And He died on the cross and rose from the grave to pay for our transgressions. Once we put our trust in Jesus, we have full access to God. He loves us and wants to hear from us, always. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. When you talk to God, what do you talk to Him about? Is there anything you're reluctant to discuss with God? Why do you think you might feel this way? Consider talking to Him about these things. If Jesus is our model and He creates a place for us to be heard, we should be aspiring to do the same for others. Is this something that comes naturally to you? Why or why not? Consider taking some time today to talk to the Lord about this too. As you and I can read in James 1:5, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 116, 1-2, Proverbs 3, 5-6, and Hebrews 13, 8, as well as chapter 4, verses 14-16, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you like getting things in the mail? Did you know that you can actually get print out devotions in the mail? Well, you can. Head over to unlocked.org and check out how you can get your copy today. Also, join Dylan for a Devo tomorrow about growing responsibilities. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.